The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Antibodies and antibody tests have been all over the news lately, so let's talk about them. They're part of how your body defends itself, but how do they work, and why are we testing for them? Your immune system is like an entire agency in your body that's dedicated to keeping the bad guys at bay. In order to effectively destroy the enemy, or antigens as they're called in the immune system biz, the agency has two arms that ideally work together. The innate immune response acts very quickly, but without much of a plan. And the adaptive immune response is slower, but much more specific and effective, and needs to collect data in order to work. Our innate immune response includes a lot of initial defensive barriers, like your skin and nose hairs, as well as a few all-purpose weapons, like natural killer cells or NK cells, which cruise around the body destroying cells infected by a virus and keeping an eye out for tumors. Our adaptive immune response, on the other hand, is the branch of the immune system that learns as much about the enemy as possible and creates specialized weapons to destroy it. Antibodies are an important tool of the adaptive immune response. So, what are they? Antibodies are Y-shaped proteins that your immune system makes to help flag foreign substances that the body has deemed harmful. Specialized immune cells called plasma cells produce them. Plasma cells are activated B cells, which is a type of cell that becomes activated when one of its receptors recognizes an antigen or an enemy and then binds to that enemy. They're then poised to create a lot of antibodies for that enemy. We spoke by email with Amaret Barber,
a professor of biology in the Department of Biological and Environmental Sciences at Virginia's Longwood University. She explained, "Antibodies are found in your blood and other tissues of your body, and they bind to substances that appear foreign and dangerous to your body. They are very specific and can recognize and bind to many types of pathogens, including viruses, bacteria, fungus, and other infectious agents. Your body has billions of antibodies, each recognizing a different pathogen, and similar to a key and a lock, an antibody is incredibly specific for the pathogen it recognizes." So, your immune system has a key on its keychain for each and every antigen it's ever fought. When an antibody binds to the pathogen that it's specific for, it acts as a flag to alert the immune system that this antigen is dangerous and should be destroyed. The antibody then works with other proteins and cells in your immune system to slow the infection and clear the pathogen from your body. A vaccine is made of defunct antigens that show your immune system what the enemy looks like so that it can begin making antibodies to defend itself against the pathogen before it's ever been exposed to the real thing. Though specific antibodies can sometimes wane and disappear, which is why vaccine boosters are sometimes necessary. So, that's antibodies, but how do antibody tests work? An antibody test shows whether a person's immune system has made antibodies against the infection that's being tested for. If a person has been exposed to a pathogen, take the COVID-19 virus for instance, then their B cells will become activated and start making antibodies specific for that virus. But as good as antibodies are at their job, there's always a little lag time with this process. It can take a week or two for a person to start making antibodies against an infection. With particularly nasty pathogens like measles or even COVID-19 in some cases, the disease might kill the person before their immune system has time to develop antibodies against it. Barber explained, "During an antibody test, a person's blood is analyzed to see if it contains antibodies that bind to the virus. It does not determine if someone has an active infection, but whether they're making antibodies to the pathogen. A positive antibody test suggests that the person was exposed to the pathogen." In essence, an antibody test indicates that a person's body has mounted an immune response against a specific pathogen at some point. But what it can't tell is whether the person is currently infected with that pathogen. There are different types of antibodies for particular pathogens. Some indicate recent infection and some are signs of older infection. Antibody testing means testing for all of the different types. If you want to look for a recent COVID-19 infection, you'd test for immunoglobulin M antibodies. Immunoglobulin G antibodies, on the other hand, take longer to produce, so would indicate older infection. Current COVID-19 antibody testing can and does detect both types. So, a positive antibody test indicates that you have antibodies in your blood that recognize and react with that specific pathogen, which is a strong indicator that these antibodies would likely provide immunity for some amount of time. In the case of COVID-19, it's difficult to know at this point for how long those antibodies can protect you from reinfection, or even whether they can at all. Barber said, "The length of protection depends on a lot of factors, including how much antibody a person makes and whether the virus mutates." That said, antibody tests can be used not only to determine if a person has been infected with COVID-19, but also to gain a better understanding about how widespread COVID-19 is within a given community. For instance, people who were infected with COVID-19 but experienced relatively mild symptoms will still test positive on an antibody test, in the same way as someone with a very acute case. Barber said, "If antibody testing is conducted on a large scale, the results can be used to more accurately estimate how many people were exposed to the virus. Antibody tests will also likely play a large role in getting life back to normal. People with positive antibody tests will be able to show that they developed immunity to the virus and thus are protected from reinfection, at least for an extended amount of time." But Barber warns that antibody test results should be taken with a grain of salt, as people who test positive may still have an active virus that they could spread to others. Therefore, the use of a test that tests for the presence of the actual virus paired with an antibody test for COVID-19 would give a more accurate picture of whether a person is safe to return to normal life. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.